You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ and the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on some new movies, including the new Fast and Furious sequel, Disney and Pixar's latest animated feature, and Kevin Hart's latest starring role. Our first movie is F9, and as an unnecessary Fast and Furious sequel, because Furious 7 is what I always say should have ended at, I must say F the sequel. Vin Diesel is back as Dominic Toretto, along with Michelle Rodriguez as his wife Letty, both of whom find themselves facing a new enemy, his younger brother, played by John Cena, who is working with the Charlize Theron villain, the one Jason Statham's Hobbs failed to shoot in the last film because, as Deadpool would say, you were droning on. This franchise is starting to enter Marvel territory, as the vehicles now include magnetic trucks and rocket cars, and get this, Tyrese Gibson and Ludacris go into space to destroy a satellite the bad guy is planning to hack. There's a subplot involving Dominic's youth that's actually more entertaining than the car chases and rocket cars, and I like John Cena as the brother, but F9 doesn't apply with me. It's more of the same stuff that desperately wants to appease to a new generation of moviegoers with all these sci-fi adventures and unrealistic vehicle tricks. Director Justin Lin returns to the franchise, but he should have cut back on all these updates, or better yet, he should have done something different with all these talents instead of giving Charlize Theron that bad Dumb and Dumber hairstyle. Unless you agree with me on where this franchise should have ended at, sorry guys, 1.5 stars. Our next movie is Luca, the cute and visually stunning entry from Disney and Pixar about a skittish sea monster named Luca, voiced by Jacob Tremblay, who joins the rebellious Alberto, voiced by Jack Dylan Grazer, on the surface. The story is set in Italy during the 1950s and uses a sense of nostalgia with vintage Italian films, along with inspiration from the works of Japanese animator Hayao Miyazaki and the movie Call Me By Your Name. This isn't a love story for the record, rather, it's a coming-of-age story in which these two boys learn about exploring their options as humans. Luca is a delightful animated feature that made the mistake of being only released on Disney Plus, while DreamWorks Animation's blend of Spirit Untamed was the one to get the theatrical release. It allows both Tremblay and Grazer, two of our finest young actors, to expand their horizons and voice unique and colorful characters. The movie does a much better job with sea creatures than Onward did with the mystical creatures, and although it lacks the humanity of Soul, it still has a playful and sweet attitude that makes it whimsical for both the family audience and also fans of independent films. 3.5 stars. And our last movie is Fatherhood, based on a true story and starring Kevin Hart as a widowed father who wants to raise his baby girl and tries his best to overcome the challenges that come with her. This is exactly what The Upside should have been, because it's both funny and sweet at the same time and allows Hart to expand his horizons as a comedy actor like Adam Sandler or Robin Williams. And while it has its cliches, the movie does a much better job with this particular father-daughter comedy story than Instructions Not Included did. With Alfre Woodard and Laurel Howery among the supporting actors, Fatherhood keeps you involved with how Hart adapts to his character surroundings and breaks free from his comfort zone to take on more serious roles like this. Directed by Paul Weitz, the movie overcomes its challenges and introduces us to newcomer Melody Hertz as the little girl, whose spirit reminded me of how good Jaden Smith was in The Pursuit of Happiness. This is Hart's window of opportunity, so check it out. 3 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.